It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Voters in our state select two state Supreme Court candidates Tuesday to advance to the April election. We reflect on the stakes and the current political climate. Now let's turn our attention to the winter member drive in progress at Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm here with Sheila Shigley. Good morning.
Good morning.
You rely on the Ideas Network for these informative, these interesting discussions, and we rely on you to keep programs like The Morning Show going strong.
Listener support is the largest source of funding for WPR programs, and that is why your gift of any amount right now makes an important difference. You do it at WPR.org or by calling 888-202-2552.
I just love this momentum as we hear from listeners calling in, sending those donations, new and returning members. Thank you so much as these gifts keep coming in the door. And today, when 110 people become a WPR sustainer or increase their ongoing monthly gift, Wisconsin Public Radio will unlock $25,000 in challenge funds from a group of generous current members.
It is their way of encouraging you to sustain Wisconsin Public Radio programs. Build reliable funding for WPR now with your new or increased monthly gift. You do it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You might ask yourself, what does public radio even mean? Public radio means listener-supported radio.
That is how it works. And while we do greatly appreciate the business contributions, the federal and state tax dollars, it's listener support that is the largest source of funding for WPR programs. So your contribution of any amount really, really matters. Do it at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
And thank you so much for being a WPR listener and perhaps on our show a caller. Thank you to everyone who's already a member. It is listener support, your support, that makes WPR an unparalleled resource here in Wisconsin and beyond.
So because WPR is your radio home, support it now. Make the news, discussions, and music possible with your first ever gift of $10 or $20 a month. You can do it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Donate any amount, and you'll have a chance to win $1,000 toward your next trip. No contribution is necessary. You can enter by sharing your name, address, email, and phone number with WPR at 888-202-2552. Better yet, you're automatically entered when you make a donation of any amount. Here's how.
Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It is the Winter Member Drive. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Sheila Shigley. Listener support is the biggest source of funding for the WPR programs that you rely on each day. And it's why your gift of, say, $10 a month or $100 a month, whatever amount you choose, has an important impact.
And supporting Wisconsin Public Radio right now is a great thing to do with just a few minutes of your time. All we need is your name, contact info, how much you'd like to give, and how you'd like to pay.
Your gift supports the stories. It supports the programs that keep you connected to Wisconsin, connected to the world. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
It is an exciting day to join in, especially if you haven't joined in yet during this drive, because today a group of generous members will give WPR an additional $25,000. It happens when 110 people, including you, step up as a new or increasing monthly supporter. More than half our members are now sustainers, and it's really, really easy to get started. All you do is set up an automatic monthly gift from your bank account or credit card. You can change it or stop and restart it at any time. Join today's challenge, become a new sustainer, or increase your current monthly contribution at WPR.org or 888 202-252.
And in addition to funding the programs you love, here is another great reason to sign up for ongoing monthly gifts. Sustainers are automatically entered in member drive drawings, including the current drawing for a $1,000 travel agency gift card. So start your ongoing monthly gift right now. WPR.org is the place, or 888-202-2552.
And we'd like to remind you that no contribution is necessary to enter our drawing for a $1,000 travel agency gift card. Think what you could do with that. You just go check it out at wpr.org/drawing and get all the details. Better yet, you are automatically entered when you give at wpr.org or 888-202-2552. And good luck.
It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. The state Supreme Court race has been described as monstrous, a colossal off-year election for all the marbles. Tuesday's primary will narrow the race to the top two vote-getters, and the April election could tip the ideological balance of the court, which currently holds a conservative majority. Call in on the Supreme Court election. What's on your mind? 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Molly Beck covers state politics and government for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Molly, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thanks for having me back.
Well, let's start with significance here. You heard the words there up top. How could the outcome of the state Supreme Court race affect the state's future?
Well, the outcome of this race will have a tremendous effect if the balance of the court shifts and liberal justices gain control of the court. Right now, the court, as you said, is controlled by conservative justices, and it's been that way for years. If liberal justices take control of the court, everyone's expecting a whole lot of lawsuits that would seek to undo a lot of the policies that Republicans have put in place in the Republican-controlled state legislature. And that's everything from the legislative boundaries to Governor Scott Walker's collective bargaining measure known as Act 10, right to work. There's a lot of changes that could be made if the balance of the court changes.
Four candidates on the primary ballot without the labels of Republican or Democrat. You know, this is officially nonpartisan, but it feels like it's become so partisan. When did electing judges become so partisan? What is going on here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this state Supreme Court races, I've been covering Wisconsin politics for about 10 years, and they've always been, I would say, partisan. I don't remember a time when there wasn't some, inkling of that in the race. But, it's gotten right, today these races are just nakedly partisan. And, every candidate for the most part in the past few races is either backed by conservatives or liberals or Republicans and Democrats. And this race is no different. Dane County Judge Everett Mitchell and Milwaukee County Judge Janet Protasiewicz, they are liberals, and former Supreme Court Justice Dan Kelly and Waukesha County Judge Jennifer Doro, they are conservatives. And they are, each of them are running as such. And you also see that in the endorsements that each candidate has received even from justices on the Supreme Court right now.
How are these candidates responding to questions about their political views?
Well, one candidate, Janet Protasiewicz, she has been the most outspoken. She has, she said that she is in favor of restoring abortion access in Wisconsin. She believes our legislative maps are, quote, rigged. She's made a fundraising appeal that says she wants to stop MAGA, related to Donald Trump. So she's probably the most outspoken in partisan comments. And when she's asked about it, she has said that she will rule you know, in a way that's impartial and neutral, but she wants voters to know what her values are. And Dan Kelly, he has criticized her for that, but he's also promoted, you know, endorsements from anti-abortion groups and has, you know, promoted his views on the Second Amendment. And, you know, that's signaling to voters that he would likely not rule to enact significant gun restrictions, things like that. Go ahead.
How are the sitting justices reacting to this? How are they weighing in?
Well, in the conservative wing, Rebecca Bradley and Patience Rogensack, they have split their support. Rebecca Bradley is supporting Dan Kelly, and Patience Rogensack, who was the former chief justice, is supporting Jennifer Doerr. And on the liberal side, Ann Walsh Bradley and Rebecca Dallet are supporting Janet Protasiewicz, and Jill Karofsky and Annette Ziegler and Brian Hagedorn have not, to my knowledge, have not come out and endorsed either candidate.
What are Wisconsinites thinking? Is there any barometer here? Because, I mean, there was so much polling in the midterms, but how do we know what voters think?
Yeah, I mean, that's one thing that I wish, you know, there was more of in these races. These low turnout races are really hard to figure out, you know, what's going on in terms of the horse race. You can see, you can measure it with spending in some capacity. You can also measure it in terms of who's getting back, you know, if all the conservatives, the prominent conservatives in the state are getting behind one candidate, that's also another barometer. But it's kind of a mixed bag here because we have so many candidates in this race. Usually there's not this many.
Molly Beck covers state politics and government for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. As we look at the contours, if you will, the state Supreme Court election, call in your perspective, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It's The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We are exploring the intensity of Wisconsin politics on display as the April race for an open seat on the state Supreme Court is a lightning rod. But now we check in on the winter membership drive here at Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm here with Sheila Shigley. As a WPR listener, you know you're always going to hear something interesting when you join us on The Morning Show, and that is thanks to your support. Listeners provide the largest share of the funding pie for WPR programs. When you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, you make The Morning Show possible and everything else you hear on WPR possible.
Today, when 110 people, including you, and I know the calls are coming in, if you become a monthly sustainer or increase your ongoing support, a group of generous members will give $25,000 in matching funds to WPR.
That is fabulous. It's their way of encouraging you to join them in sustaining the WPR programs that inform you, that inspire you, and the entire state of Wisconsin.
Your participation now is vital. Be one of those 110 monthly contributors to meet this challenge before the end of the day. Start or increase your monthly donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
This hour, we're digging into the state Supreme Court race and how a journalist is covering it, what we should be paying attention to, fielding your questions. You know, this is really important stuff, and these are the kinds of conversations you can expect from The Morning Show.
WPR is listener-supported. That means that your donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 makes the many topics you tune in for every day possible. So choose an amount that works for you and then make your gift.
A great way to support WPR is by becoming a sustaining member. And I can attest, as a sustainer, you'll make ongoing monthly donations super easy right from your bank account or your credit card.
And I'm old enough to remember the cards that used to come in the mail. Remember those that would come all the time? It's kind of nice to not be, using up that much paper.
That's right.
It's a really smooth and easy way to give. Many people give $8 or $10 a month. You choose the amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Informed, inspired, connected. That's how WPR programming makes you feel. And that's the message on this winter's WPR t-shirt. Support the programs you love in style with this new tee. It's attractive with mustard-colored words on a super comfy navy shirt. Show off your WPR pride. Ask for your t-shirt when you give $12 a month or more. Here's how.
Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 to make your donation. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Sheila Shigley this morning, and your support during this wintry member drive, if you will, makes the WPR programs you rely on possible. Your gift of $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount you choose, is the right amount.
I love that, Kate. Wintry member drive. I've never heard that. That's a keeper. That is a keeper. Also a keeper is WPR. Think about what a $10 a month contribution works out to. It's only 33 cents a day. There's really not much in the world you can buy with 33 cents anymore. But when you think about the daily information and inspiration you get from WPR programs, that is a great value.
Yes, indeed. What else can you get for 33 cents a day? Nothing. So make your gift of $10 a month now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And your 33 cents a day investment will yield programs that keep you engaged and up to date.
Our sustainer challenge is still in effect. When you and 110 people become a monthly contributor or increase your current sustaining support, WPR will receive an additional $25,000 from current members. So get started now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and set up your convenient ongoing monthly donation from your bank account or credit card.
It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It's been called the most important election in America as Wisconsinites vote Tuesday in the primary to decide the two Supreme Court candidates who will advance to the April election, with the ideological balance of the court at stake. Call in about how you feel in this election. 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 to talk. Milwaukee Journal Sentinel political reporter Molly Beck is our guide. Let's bring on a call. Jack in Madison. Hi, Jack.
Morning.
Morning. What would you like to bring up?
Sure. So I feel like with this election, my read is that it will most likely be higher turnout than other off-year elections. And, well, I guess if we look back to the state Supreme Court race of 2020 in April, that kind of an exception because that was a presidential year. But I feel like, at least from what I've seen, like there's been enough press and circulation about the different candidates, especially the more liberal leaning candidates, that this might be a higher turnout election than years past. But I guess what's the overall read on that, especially like in the media, like, you know, there's going to be more turnout for this election than there have been for past state Supreme Court elections.
Molly, any insights there on turnout?
Yeah, I think Jack's feelings are correct on that. The turnout in state Supreme Court elections since 2000 has generally been about 20%, 27% in 2019 and 34% in 2011. But that, like Jack said, it gets much higher in years with a presidential primary on the same ballot. This is a non-presidential primary year, but the stakes of this race are higher than the stakes of a lot of Supreme Court races. And there's a lot of money being spent on this race to elevate it to voters' minds. You know, it's a kind of a low information, low voter turnout race. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that there's just not as much spending going on as there like we saw in the governor's race. That was, I'm sure everybody wanted to throw their TVs out the window, you know, and I think we're going to see, you know, a lot more ad spending than we've maybe ever seen before. And some are expecting this to be the most expensive judicial race in the country's history.
And so do you think, though, that the onslaught of that spending will be, you know, will be focused on the April election and not the primary?
I mean, it's,
or is so it underway?
Far, yeah, it's already underway. There's already been $7 million spent from outside groups, and the record of total spending for judicial race in the country is $10 million. So we are, you know, on pace to surpass that. And, you know, the goal of all this spending is to get, you know, voters out, you know, and that's why I think Jack's right. I think there will be a higher turnout than we've seen before in a non-presidential primary year.
Matt from Madison wrote in to ask, in what way is Wisconsin still a democracy? Republicans control almost every facet of the state and no longer have any interest in the majority's views. Matt also says, even when Democrats get more votes, they lose power. Asking the question, what is the impact of the state Supreme Court on elections and voting?
So there will be, you know, if the balance of the Supreme Court shifts and liberals take control, there will all but certain be a lawsuit to challenge the state's legislative maps and congressional maps that are have a Republican advantage right now. So the outcome of this race has, you know, could change that. I think in, you know, just broadly, the legislature is controlled by Republicans, but Democrats have been winning a lot of statewide races in recent election cycles. And so, you know, I cover the state capitol, and last night the Democratic governor introduced his budget. The Republican legislature will take it and, you know, write something different, and then the governor will take it back and edit it with his veto pen. And so in that way, there's a balance there.
Molly Beck with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel stays with us. Join in on the state Supreme Court race, how you view it, 800-642-1234. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel is here to guide us through the state Supreme Court race and ramifications for our state. Now let's see what's in store for our winter member drive that is underway here at Wisconsin Public Radio. Your support is the foundation of funding for these WPR programs. And in fact, it is the largest piece. It's what makes the Ideas Network your go-to place for these great discussions. And that's why Sheila Shigley is with me to encourage you to make your gift in support of the programs that you count on at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Today, when 110 people become a sustainer or increase their monthly gift, WPR will secure an extra $25,000 in challenge funds. It comes from a group of generous current members.
I love it, and it's an important challenge to meet. It is their way of encouraging you to sustain Wisconsin Public Radio. So an ongoing monthly gift is a powerful way of donating because it provides this reliable funding stream for the programs you count on each day. So join in now. You can start your monthly donation. You can increase your monthly donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And every day, Kate and her team work hard to bring you a great morning of radio. And that's a pleasure because we know that you are curious and intelligent. We also know you like to have fun and enjoy all that Wisconsin has to offer.
Oh, indeed. And thank you so much for being such a great audience and for being the reason we do what we do here. You can give one more thing, and it is your financial support. Your support makes these mornings fully possible. So give now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And think about what you spend money on every single day. Is it coffee, takeout, sushi? It all adds up. It's so easy to spend on things that are part of your routine.
Wisconsin Public Radio is part of your routine as well. It is your news source. It is your conversation starter. It's your place to learn, to be inspired. So spend some money on it today. Start with a dollar a day. That's $30 a month at WPR.org. or 888-202-2552.
I started donating quite a few years ago. I took the plunge. It was the first thing that I had ever done with the sustaining type of membership. It was painless, and so I've just continued. I trust Wisconsin Public Radio. I also trust them to use my money wisely. I'm Bea Liebel from Merrill, Wisconsin. I encourage you to join me in sustaining Wisconsin Public Radio.
Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 to make your donation this winter member drive. Hi, I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Sheila Shigley. The WPR programs that you enjoy each day, they're possible thanks to your support. And your contribution, say, of $10 a month, $100 a month, whatever amount you choose, it makes a difference for our entire community.
And there aren't that many important things that you can accomplish in just a few minutes. You can't learn to play a musical instrument or solve a scientific mystery. These are things that take years, but you can make a difference in just a few minutes when you make a gift to Wisconsin Public Radio.
Absolutely. WPR is really important to the fabric of society. You hear the news you can trust, enjoy a statewide connection with other Wisconsinites, and appreciate the quality music and the entertainment that makes us laugh on the weekends. It takes a village. It takes the entire community to make this possible for everyone. And you can do that with your part in just a few minutes, 2 or 3 minutes tops, when you make your gift right now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
A group of wonderful members will give $25,000 in challenge funds when 110 people, including you, step up to support the programs you count on with an ongoing monthly gift. So become a new sustainer or increase your current monthly contribution to be counted. Join in at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And here's a little bit of Lanyap, a nice benefit, a sustainer. You're automatically entered in member drawings, member drive drawings, and this could be your lucky drive. We have a drawing for a $1,000 travel agency gift card. So make that donation now. WPR.org, 888-202-2552. And thanks. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We have the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's Molly Beck with us, our guide to the closely watched state Supreme Court race, the primary Tuesday, a pivotal race that will ultimately decide the ideological balance of the high court with major decisions looming. Join in 800-642-1234. Let's go to the phones. Nate in Milwaukee. Nate, hello.
Hi. Thank you for having me. I have a trio of points. I'll try to run through them quickly. First is, I'm a little surprised that pro-life groups or pro-life leaning judges haven't just tried to run through the court case relating through abortion fast enough that the election won't matter either way. And the two most talked about issues are abortion and gerrymandering. And I'm not a lawyer, but I believe the practice works that if there are two laws that get passed, judges are supposed to basically try to make them work together as best they can, unless the passing of the most recent one was a direct overturning of the other one, which means that the abortion ban may have holes poked in it, but it may stand. The flip side is with the gerrymandering. That was such blatant legislating from the bench that they weren't trying to preserve laws. They were just abusing their power to help their political party, that I think the gerrymandering could totally fall apart if the people on the court change simply because that was judging based not on the law, but partisan leaning, even if they don't want to admit it.
Nate, thanks. And I just want to bring in Molly here for taking that legal perspective to the bench. Nate, concerned that, you know, a number of voters might not get what they are expecting as the Supreme Court gets, a new person here.
Sure. And I think that's why you're seeing a lot of spending trying to make very simple arguments to voters about, because this can get very complicated. You know, we will write, you know, 12 to 15 stories about a single court case, you know, and so there's a lot of twists and turns, and what Nate said, you know, that there's just a lot of context there that is really hard to convey to voters. And so you're seeing, you know, candidates like Janet Protasiewicz say that, you know, I, you know, saying things that signal that I want to restore abortion access, because that is an easy argument to absorb as a voter, you know, whether you want somebody to do that or if you don't want somebody to do that. So, but the, you know, this on the flip side, you know, that's also why it's so expensive, because there are groups that understand, you know, the nitty gritty of all this, you know, the Supreme Court in 2021, you know, decided to keep the power to make rulings on legislative districts, which they had not done before. Usually the state Supreme Court declined to rule on political district boundaries, leaving it to federal courts. So it was a bit of a new thing. So I think, you know, these issues are, you know, in a state like Wisconsin, where it's a mathematically 50-50 state politically, you know, it's just that every single election has big consequences like this one.
I want to change topics here and talk about recusal. Three of the four candidates accepted invitations to discuss their campaigns on WPR Central Time this month. Jennifer Adoro didn't respond to our invitations. And my colleague Rob Ferret asked each candidate when they would recuse or remove themselves from cases. So here's Daniel Kelly, here is Janet Protasiewicz and Everett Mitchell, respectively.
When there are circumstances where a reasonable person just would not be confident that the court, that the jurist is going to decide the case according to the law, that's something that the jurist should seriously take into account in making a recusal decision.
Should a Supreme Court justice really sit on a case where, you know, millions of dollars of outside money has, you know, come in on your behalf? I don't think that people think that's fair.
If we adopted a recusal that was based on donations, you would literally have a no court whatsoever, anybody ever been able to hear any case whatsoever, because everybody has accepted donations from so many different sources.
Everett Mitchell there, and really, you know, honing in on the donation piece. When do Supreme Court justices typically recuse themselves from cases?
So it's completely up to them. They can recuse as much or as little as they want. In 2010, the court adopted a rule that says spending on elections on its own is not enough to force a judge or justice off a case. That has been criticized in years since then. In 2017, there was a letter that a few dozen former judges wrote to the Supreme Court urging them to adopt a rule that would establish some kind of objective standard for recusal when a judge has benefited from campaign contributions or outside spending from a party that could, or a lawyer that could come before the court. The conservatives who control the court did not agree to that. That's not to say that they haven't recused. There have been a couple cases. One that comes to mind is in 2020, when Dan Kelly was running against Jill Karofsky. If you'll remember, it was just in the first weeks of the coronavirus pandemic, and Governor Evers was trying to delay the election because of concerns over, you know, poll workers getting sick or not having enough poll workers because they were afraid to do the job, just because we didn't know much about the pandemic at that time. He recused himself from a court case, a lawsuit I believe, trying to force the election to happen. I believe that's what it was seeking, because he was on the ballot. He also recused himself from another case because of his candidacy, and then got back on the case after the election. So it does happen, but it's totally up to them, and it doesn't happen very often.
Talking about the upcoming state Supreme Court primary election Tuesday with Milwaukee Journal Sentinel political reporter Molly Beck here. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Molly, on our program recently, we've been talking about the statewide shortage of prosecutors and defense attorneys, and what justice means. What are the candidates saying about the court system's challenges?
You know, that's an issue that hasn't come up a whole lot, just because of, you know, the stakes of the race, like we've talked about this hour. Mostly the discussions are about how neutral are you going to be? You know, what do you think about the state's abortion ban? How would you rule on that? What do you think of the election lawsuits that came before the court in 2020? You know, the court played a pivotal role in the presidential race in 2020.
So those big topics are overshadowing issues.
That's right.
Issues that maybe don't have that pale in comparison.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep, that's right.
So, you know, I just want to touch down on spending once more with outside groups. You know, you've been reporting about spending by outside groups alone will be $4 million by next week's primary. In 2003, outside groups spent about $27,000 on the Supreme Court primary. Why are outside groups spending millions?
It really comes down to the fact that Wisconsin is the most battleground of battleground states. It's mathematically a 50-50 state, and it has decided presidential elections. We have, you know, this issue of abortion. It's, you know, we had abortion access, and then following the U.S. Supreme Court ruling overturning Roe v. Wade, we now have an abortion ban that is one of the strictest. So that issue, you know, abortion is just on everyone's minds right now. And the fact that, you know, a lot of policy could change if the court flips to liberal control. There is just like, it's a big battle right now. And the outside spending is actually top $7 million now in the primary.
Wow.
And the record for a whole race is $10 million. So I'm sure by the end of the general, we will, you know, be the most expensive judicial race in the country.
So after Tuesday, when the field is narrowed to two, what will you be watching for as April comes upon us?
Yeah, I mean, I think people are expecting Janet Protasiewicz to get through the primary just because she's raised so much more money than any of the other candidates. And so then it's kind of a, we're not really sure on the conservative side, like who's likely to get through. It's possible there'll be two conservatives or two liberals that get through just because of the way the election is run, but it's likely to be a liberal and a conservative candidate. And so far the spending on behalf of a liberal candidate has been a lot higher than on the conservative side. However, that could change, and that could consolidate behind one conservative candidate when there is only one. So
do you expect the spending to be concentrated in specific areas of the state?
You know, I think it's always, there's always, you know, groups are always going to want, liberal groups are always going to want to get their message out to Milwaukee and Madison, okay. You know, and just because of the, you know, Madison, as everybody knows, is just Dane County's a voting powerhouse for Democrats. And so they're going to want to focus that there. Republicans are, you know, they spread their message out a lot wider, including in, you know, the Brown County and those areas, and also around the suburbs in Milwaukee, which have been trending toward Democrats in recent elections, but still have, you know, a big concentration of Republicans. So, I think we'll see just a lot of it in southern Wisconsin.
Well, Molly, thank you for sharing your reporting and for this preview. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Molly Beck covers state politics and government for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. You're with us for The Morning Show, and it is the winter membership drive here at Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Sheila Shigley, and our goal in this drive is to make sure that you keep getting your favorite programs like The Morning Show.
And your gift of any amount is so important. That's because your support provides the largest piece of funding here at WPR. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And today, when 110 people, including you, become a monthly sustainer or increase your ongoing support, a group of generous members will give $25,000 in matching funds to WPR.
Your participation now is vital. Be one of the 110 monthly contributors to meet this challenge before the end of the day. Start or increase your monthly donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, we've been talking about the importance of the Supreme Court election and getting insights from a longtime journalist. And this is really helping us prepare for what is to come and understanding more thoroughly the issues with your questions that come along and are able to come to air. These are the kinds of quality conversations and discussions you count on from The Morning Show.
WPR is listener-supported. That means that your donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 makes the many, many topics you tune in for every day possible. So choose an amount that works for you and then make your gift.
We have this beautiful new T-shirt this year. It's printed right here in Wisconsin. It has bold lettering. Navy tee features the message, informed, inspired, connected. So show off how Wisconsin Public Radio programs make you feel when you ask for your WPR T-shirt today. Give $12 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I think it's a great business model in that it operates using donations from people and donations from corporations. It works. I'm happy to donate, because I think it's so important. And I'm happy to donate more because I know there's some people out there that can't. It's just great company in the house. I'm Mary from Menominee, and Wisconsin Public Radio is my source for everyday listening.
Yes, join the house, right? Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I should say join our house. It is the Winter Member Drive. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Sheila Shigley. Listener support is the biggest source of funding for the WPR programs you rely on, and it's why your gift of $10 a month, $100 a month, whatever amount you choose, it has an important impact.
It's such an exciting day to take part, because today, when 110 people become a sustainer or increase their monthly gift, WPR will secure an extra $25,000 in challenge funds from a group of generous current members.
It is their way of encouraging you to sustain Wisconsin Public Radio for the long haul, right? An ongoing monthly gift is a powerful tool, a powerful way of donating, because it provides that reliable funding stream for the programs you count on. So join in now. You can start or increase your monthly donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
When you listen to WPR on your way to and from work every day, and sometimes on the weekend, you're listening for hundreds of hours a year.
And if you've never given to WPR before, make your gift today of, say, $10 or $20 a month for hundreds of hours of listening. It makes WPR one of the best information and entertainment bargains you'll find anywhere. So your gift, no matter what amount you choose, really does matter. It makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Our Sustainer Challenge is in effect. When you and 110 people become a monthly contributor or increase your sustaining support, WPR receives an additional $25,000 from current members. Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
And thank you so much for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio.